Yeah, it's a good time to turn the tape. Brilliant work came through the beautiful mind of the person in point. How terribly sad. But life is what happens when our choices are made. When the mind can hold no more bickering and dickering, let go, friends, and let God. Green would rather let his attorneys. So be it. If you have one liar and two attorneys, you have three liars. At least. That may well be an old joke, but it seems pretty appropriate. I also am going to repeat something very important. The Eckers have to continue to fight, for they have fiduciary responsibility for the Institute and to every person who has loaned anything to anything they touch. Mr. Green and Mr. Ensenz, aided by Cleary, took, while acting in the most responsible positions within a corporation, and specifically the Institute, did use the corporation funds and actually steal from the Institute. Eckers are honest fiduciary officers along with the other directors and advisory council members. We are going to make it through here, Chilas, for that is the promise of God. Mr. Horn, Abbott, Horton et al. Can ridicule, despise, hate, and disclaim as much, but we are going to make it through here. And the rewards shall be great indeed for those who hold the lamp in oil for the flame to continue. Eckers nor myself have no greater position or place than does any one of you. Their jobs are no more necessary, just more timely, but not more important, only different. In this mode of recognition, we can then assume the adversary to be as important as any or all, for they test the intent of the godly. Green asks several persons, including Ensenz, what price your soul? Indeed, Rod, what price your soul? Were the flowers a hoax for the tea's benefit? No, the source is correct. Doris is caused to reflect on one of the most beautiful bouquets of flowers she ever received, sent from Ann Beam's travel companion, with, quote, hang in there, you are right on. She also reflects on one of the most beautiful relationships, which Mr. Green helped send south with Sister Thedra, who just weeks before her problems, she wrote, quote, this is truth. Do not be deterred from your work, no matter what happens. This is reality. But it is hard to know from day to day wherein the ideas and intent change from moment to moment as the wind chimes clanging in the wind. As with those wind chimes, there is a difference in clanging and chiming beautiful tones. To the one who asks if Green is truly a liar, if a man tells you more than one story and they be different, what call ye the person telling one or the other of the tales? We need no arbitration or settlements between those and us. I don't want to settle with those cheats and liars. My thrust is not to make money or anything so dreary. My task is to bring factual truth for keeping that truth alive as the archives of time hold the happenings of the history of an era of mankind. I don't have any intention of compromising truth or justice to settle a wrong thing. Horn asked Ecker why he continues the battle with such expense, and Ecker said, because this was wrong. I have been wrong, the people have been wronged, and now you are wrong and working with those who further this and that wrong. Unless some of us stand up for that which is right, there will end up being nothing except wrong. All of the misfits and malcontents came through and by the Green Trail, every one of them. Now they all join with the dregs of even the profession, which indeed as attorneys I call it the oldest profession. In fact, it was most certainly the first form of prostitution. They joined together not to just destroy the Eckers some way, which they can't do, but to cause loss and misery to all who came this way. I don't think so, friends. I just don't think it is the right way to go. We can only really deal with our own little corner of experience, and therefore we write of that which we know. There is so much hurt in this world as to cause perpetual sorrow. But remember something. If you be right in intent, the experience is worthy of the trial. Would you not rather be here with us this day than in the soul-breaking, frenetic desperation of the adversary's team of malcontents. For this Mother's Day, I would include all of you in my observation and declaration. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother, yea, even my father. If it was good enough for Christ, it is good enough for me. Tough times never last. Tough people do. Good morning.
Thank you. I would hope that each of you consider our circumstances, not because we want any kind of attention, but because we also have to live and meet obligations that confront us. None are spared that, no matter who you are, where you are. Your focus should be different in most instances. Some are going to be more interested in Area 51. They better get more interested in the new activities at Area 51. Some are going to be more interested in the circular balls than they are in pan-shaped. You know, in China they call flying saucers frying. Really, true. Another Freudian. They call them frying pans. There are lots of interesting things going on. You've got everything from goat suckers to fighting pit bulls. And a lot of these entities that are moving around are literally transgressing clones or created life forms. It doesn't matter, though, when you find your pet and all its blood is sucked out. And we can go into all of these discussions about it, but I would rather leave that to Hoagland and a few of the other gentlemen and ladies, and cattle mutilation and Linda, whatever, how. I don't like to be put in a position of being a mouth for all of this. Do I know about all of this? Yes, I do. Most of it is pure garbage. Some of it is truth. And regardless of whether aliens do it or don't do it, it would be nicer to think that aliens do it, friends, because aliens are so much nicer than you. So what's going on in this world? And as it affects you, you've got to pay attention. Terry brought this article. I would like to see it run in the paper if there's room. It talks about cancer immunizations, vaccines. Those have been around for so cotton-picking long that it makes my stomach sick. You can individualize a vaccine using DRIAs and immunize a person in 48 hours. I mean, we can grow it from the DRIA stage. If you've got the organism, all you've got to do is DNA structure it. There were antidotes to AIDS before AIDS ever was released. But there are one or two or three of the new diseases that they didn't get their antidotes for because they have cloned themselves and then they have mutated. And a lot of you are going to be more interested in the health aspects. Remember I said, health means nothing. Nothing. I want health. You got health. Is it good or bad? That's the point. Are you improving your health? Is it deteriorating? Or do you just have health? And this becomes the norm of the projections of all people. When we get back to talking about languages, innuendo, implicitness. Until you get back to explicit understanding, you can never communicate. Explicit. Yes, I have taught you a lot of things. We've walked through incorporation, Nevada corporations. It's a protective shelter. And now these jerks come along. They're not interested in the bank accounts back in 1988. They are asking for all of the corporate accounts since 1988. All the bank records, all the books. Well, I don't think that that Mr. Green and Mr. Entz are thinking too clearly. The ones they particularly want is something called ISC, which is the way that Mr. Entz was paid into his corporation. And it is his corporation. His. Everybody hear me? How much obligation does EJ have to further protect this man? Isn't it easier to go down to that bank and say, give him everything? Let them sort it out. But that doesn't protect all of you that he has sworn to protect. They didn't know half the names that came across in the corporation business. And when it had got to be a problem, all of that was turned over. When Mr. Christie went to Nevada to do the corporation company, a lot of these corporations were moved from Laughlin in Carson City down where it was handier. And in the process, Eckers just phased out of the paperwork. It was a service and nothing more. They didn't run your business. And Mr. Horn just cannot seem to understand what he is being fed. But Mr. Green will, by his own words, say, well, you can't do this and you can do this, but I own. Well, I have. Well, you know, I set Christie up for $1 million into that business. He said that to Daryl Keenan in Colorado. This is the same man who has written and sent these terrible, terrible letters with Betty Tootin's letter on the front, you know, to Court Christie's family, his father. He sent it and said to everybody in the world that Court and Jenny had gotten a divorce. This is our little Court and Jenny and their two babies we're talking about. And send all this garbage to Mr. and Mrs. Abelson. I don't want to settle with this man. I feel sorry for this man. I have pity on him. We talked about it before he left here. He took the subscription money. Oh, I'm going to send it. And I'm going to help you. 10% of all sales. Well, there'd been nothing before. So maybe that sounded good. It didn't happen, did it? This is what has happened. And Mark Williams was with him. Mark Williams did audio tapes of the entire Plitty series. And then later dump those originals after they should have been turned over to the court. What did he do? He mailed them to Brent. This is also the one that goes by the name Rick Weber that George says, I'll send you all this stuff from Rick Weber. He's done a big study on plagiarism. I always give credit. All they had to do was go through the books to pull out the references, for goodness sakes. And then he analyzed the US&P deal where Mr. Green was the one in trouble. But you notice Mr. Green made a settlement and never, ever showed up in court. And here is another interesting thing. With all of these court cases going on, the culprits don't even show up. They don't come to court in the property case. The last one was interesting, wasn't it? Norma and EJ go to everyone. Even to the one where they have to cordon off Bakersfield, for goodness sakes. 6 bombs in the Muni Court building, 12 in the Superior Court building. Well, how interesting. They shoved Norma out the back door. EJ makes it around to the front to meet with Rick and the lawyers. She's back there with the judge. Hold to your interest. Hold to your focus and your interest. And when I say that, I'm talking about what you're about. If your interest is this, cling to it. We've got to do something about it at some point. And picking up guns and going to war is not it. They would have arrested everybody here if they'd been able to do that. We do not ever, 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 ever advocate any kind of weapons, overthrow. It would be nice if you would grow up through and replace this cancer with a republic. And replace the slavery of this world with freedom. That's what we're about, individually. And I would hope that our brotherhood is never limited to a tiny room, because this is the only connection we have with our brothers all over this globe. And indeed, they're all over this globe. There are some very important ones right now in Greece. I hope that all of you will make sure that you read the last few papers that I have written. Go into the discussion about lawyers versus attorneys. Attorney means atonement. It is British. And it is done by the titles of nobility called esquires. You know, those that are unconstitutional to hold office or a judicial position on the bench, but was removed from your constitution, that one. A lawyer, at least, is a representative who is supposed to know law. An attorney, by definition, is one who takes property and moves it. He, by his own oath, sees to it that the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, and you lose all your property. It goes into the hands of the wealthy and the powerful. Those are the things that need to be cleaned up. How are you going to clean it up? You can't even get a magistrate in a deposition to cut the thing short. Well, Judge Wallace was really angry. And how do you get your own lawyer to go back in? You know, the judge trimmed his ears too. This is the same judge that took two of the guys and said, you both need a good caning. And both your clients need new attorneys. I think you'll find it interesting to remember that Mr. Methvin, the attorney who cleaned out Ecker's Social Security account at the bank out here, just sent yesterday another bill. He just marks up the interest every month as if they are paying clients. And then one's wonder, all these awful Eckers, another suit. How do you stop these criminals? The bill was originally $6,000 or something, maybe five. It's now about, you know, God, way up there. It climbs exponentially every month, not more than compound. What have you come to? And can you do anything about it if you don't know what is wrong? So do I always have to represent doom and gloom? No, I don't. I would hope that myself and my comrades might very well be the hope for you to be able to accomplish something toward freedom again for yourselves. But that's your business. I can offer the way. I can't walk it for you. I can walk it with you. And I certainly intend to do that. But we have to get through some of these things. But we've taken up quite a few of these subjects, and we've taken up the subject of money. And we have some new acquaintances to share with, who are sharing with us. And our friend Eustace Mullins is sharing with us first. I don't care how many out there in that prattling community of seminar givers and patriot elements. Let us just take up our arms and our pop guns and defend ourselves. No, thank you. They are using absolutely disintegrating lasers now. Do you actually think a plane takes off from Florida over the Everglades and dives into the ground? Wait until you hear who was on that plane. It'll come out. It was headed for where? Atlanta. These are not accidents. Stop playing games with your mind. Your minds are being manipulated. And it's been going on for so long that you can hardly deal with it. And one say, oh, but what do? You get right with God, that energy will protect you. Insanity is unacceptable. We have a job to do. So if you think, well, I'll just go to an insane asylum and I won't have to do anymore, forget it. But we've got to get there. And I can help you, and I can share with you. I will not do it for you. And it's not my job to take everybody who can do this or who can treat blood with light by removing it from the body or laser technology to do it within the body. You people must face what you're up against. This is not la-la land. But for the masses, they're still la-la-ing. That will not change. It will get worse. Man will be worse to man. Remember the Bible? There's a lot of good stuff in that book. Just use your head when you read it. If there's violence, advocation of war, kill, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, that is not of God. That's man. Why would that be of God? If he wants you uncreated, he will uncreate you.
Right.
And I don't care who wants to argue with me about that. Just like you can build a sandcastle and uncreate it. With God, all things are. Not just possible, they are. And I'm very happy and pleased to be able to serve that master, that source, and you. And we've been patient for 7 or 8 years for ones who come to visit and don't know us. There's no game up here. She wears dark glasses because I need her eyes later. And a light is extremely hard on them. We don't have a cult here. If you want to come to any meeting that we have like this, you are welcome. And we don't take your thumbprint at the door, coming or going. You don't have to believe in us. But I'll tell you something that will happen. You may just be curious when you come. Very, very few continue to know or to feel that Dorma and Hatton and Doris are the same. She is my secretary and my translator. And I would not dump more responsibility on her than that. I will stand responsible for anything that I do or say. And I hear Brent's brain going and he wants to know about August. Hold it in your heart.
Well, Commander, people are calling up and wanting to know if they should get their plane tickets, and of course they have to get them ahead of time. And, you know, we've got to have something to tell them, you know, when they call up like that.
You're not on the mic.
Have you ever heard, I don't know?
Well, I was hoping it would be different.
And clear it with Teresa how many guests she wants. All you husbands who get eager. Well, I don't know. I think we should do something in August.
Yes.
If it's nothing more than have a potluck.
That's not what I had in mind.
I know it's not what you have in mind. That's why I brought it up. I know what you have in mind. You want more trouble.
We could just cloak it, though, see?
That's what we do all the time, and you just claim you don't see. EJ, you didn't bring Miller's picture again.
Oh. You're right. Miller's going to just have to wait a little while.
Shall I embarrass anyone else in this room?
I'll go home and get it.
Each has a service. Each has a purpose. Purpose. P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Means Dharma. D-H-A-R-M-A. It is simply a word. It's kind of a cross between a Tibetan, Indian, Egyptian. It's an Aramaic word. A little similar to karma. Dharma is simply purpose. Life truth. Life purpose.
Last time I was here, I asked you, what is my Dharma?
And did I tell you it's for me to know and you find out?
Nope. Nope.
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Great reply.
I'm finding out. What's my purpose here?
What is your purpose here?
I don't know. I had some welcome inquiries after most everybody left. I thought it was to tell everybody to listen into AM 840. Anybody listen that night to Erwin Schiff, John Rizzo, every Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Well, everybody up against the hills in Golden Hills can't get radio, so
yeah.
It's modern technology, you know. Well, you're here because you're curious.
No, I'm waiting to be invited.
Watch
to
it.
Write some articles for the paper. Can't talk about it because I'm losing my voice.
We'll get there. It would be far easier for us for a while to continue every other week. But you see, Brent has reminded us of something. We are a qualified newspaper.
Yes.
Qualified means IRS approved. Everything about it. It is legitimate. It is a recognized paper. It will start to be carried in Athens, Greece, as an international paper where they collect the international papers. If we don't put something into print each week, we are subject to losing that status. So we have to consider pretty carefully what we do, even if we have to reduce the page numbers. And when we have to reduce the page numbers, it limits what we can put into it. So all we can do at this point is hope to grow. We have come under such assault, such bombastic people attack continually, and we all know why. We all go out and say, why do they continue to do this? Because God is facing off with the adversary, sweetheart, and this is where truth flows. And if truth is not stopped, buried, discredited, people are going to wake up. Will the masses wake up?
No.
No. And all of you who want to go save everything, it won't happen. You can't. But you have to have this desire in your soul that wants to. No matter how heinous, no matter how terrible, you must have this desire in your soul. The wish to save everything and bring it back into balance and perfection. And therefore, we're stuck. We're stuck. Because if you travel too rapidly, you'll move out of this dimensional status and it's over for you. You'll move on. Because your commitment is to serve. And that commitment for most of you is to serve here. While we learn what we need to be able to make that transition at will, physical, etheric. And you can't do it by chanting. There are some physical things that can take place that will allow this. There is spiritualism, spirituality, that allows you to achieve the capability of doing this. We have to work in a very practical, physical expression because the job is in the manifest form on this manifest stage where you're playing your parts. So many, many of the decisions are made in the etheric. Always soul expression is made in the etheric. The soul is etheric. And the soul is the you. And intent of soul is the basis upon which judgment comes of the being or the soul. The body is simply a mechanical housing. And when soul departs or moves aside, the body dies. Period.
Not true.
It's true.
Can we figure out how to get that recording changed more often?
Well, you can always work at it.
Huh?
You can always work at it.
I know. I keep calling on this, the same number.
And you once will... Which recording are you talking about?
The phone recording that we're supposed to be able to call in.
0202.
Yes.
0202, right?
I am not responsible for the telephone recording unless something urgent comes up.
Oh, you like to hear that.
I thought you meant this recording that says body, soul. I hear what was just said. You know, that's not true. Yes, it is true. If you remove soul, the life of the body is gone. You have to define life. The cellular structure may continue to function, and you can have artificial life. You can have artificial spirit or brain function, subconscious action. But once soul departs, you will have death of the body.
Excuse me. What I meant was the soul is of the animal or body, and that's not synonymous with our ego. The ego has an alien identity, and it houses the body. There is a difference.
Well, we could be here all month doing that one.
The soul and the ego.
The ego is different, yes.
Yes. Well, we're functioning...
And in the body form, the ego usually will control.
The Creator made this body, and it has the soul, the same as any animal that the Creator has made on this earth.
Well, I don't think we're arguing.
Yeah,
we're talking in circles, maybe about the same thing.
But the Creator's most happy when that animal's in an affectionate state of joy. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Where's the joy today, though? I've been traveling for weeks, and I see these people that put on like they're, down at the beach, the affluent society that put on the airs of being happy, but underneath, they're very quick to condemn and... I hate to say evil, but I don't see the joy. I see arrogance.
There's no joy. You can only have joy when you have a relationship with God.
And create, be co-creators with God.
Yes. These are the things we have promised one another for a long, long time, at least 7 years, 8 years, that we'll discuss on those long winter evenings. And yet you have to face the consequences of what is going to happen. You can't expect nothing to happen. And yet thought form is what creates activity, precipitates, if you will, happenings. So you can rewrite the end of this play. And that's what we would aim at, if we could do that. Rewrite a joyful ending. But you can't rewrite for anybody else. You can mutually agree to accomplish something, and then you blend your thought forms. But there is no way to do it for anybody. And there are a lot of soulless beings. So in this instance, he's absolutely correct. Soul is different. And entity goes on functioning without soul. But there is nothing left to make transition. And soul is being bred out of your species. And there are many who have diminished their own soul essence to tiny little things that no longer have the power to prevail.
Commander, did I understand you to say that when the soul departs the body dies?
That's what I said. When this energy form of life, let's call it life, you can artificially keep a body alive, but it truly is not living without L-I-F-E. I don't know how to define it better than that. I call life and soul the same.
When the silver cord,
when the silver cord is severed, either released, cut, severed, whatever, and one's in a coma, are not necessarily dead to life until that silver cord is cut. And yet one's in a coma very often cannot pull back the spirit. And the spirit might very well be flying anywhere as an astral travel, but it's still attached to that body, and therefore it must spend quite a lot of time with that body. And it usually just doesn't, it just will not assume the responsibility of going either way. I don't like this job. I don't like dealing with this because I prefer to deal with that next step on. What happens with that silver cord? What is soul? What is life? What does happen to you?
Evolve. Commander, I'm holding something. I don't know where I acquired it, but I hesitated of trying to comprehend it or read it. But it says, most important info you've ever seen. And it just says the following three sections are based mainly on health and the environment, human rights and ways to fight back, and then third section, which is most important, some spiritual knowledge.